Countryside is fantastic here in Catalonia. Wow, look at this. A lot of women take me hitchhiking here. It's already second. In the south of Spain, hitchhiking didn't work at all. Wow. Yeah, people are friendly and all this. Very nice. Look at this. No wonder the king of Spain doesn't want to give it away to the people, to the who are living here. There's the village where the Flemish Nazi was hiding there. A Nazi, the Jan Boise, something like that. I'm trying to hitchhike, bloody hell. Oh, there's a sign, Siurana, El Nazi de Siurana. There he was. El Nazi de Siurana, hiding here, invited by Franco, right? Nazi hunter. Okay, guys, you won't believe the library I'm in here. You won't believe it. It's also used by the Knights Templars, like this. And incredible. Incredible, really. Look at it, what a library. I have no idea what they use it all for. Maybe I don't want to know, eh? Why? So I'm sitting here like a prince, you know, having my Wi-Fi here. Look at it, my bag's in here, I'm the only one. The king, homie Ross is the king, yeah. Have my Wi-Fi, you know, charging my batteries there. It's incredible. Is there a lamp? That doesn't work. Okay, there's a... I don't want to know what they use it all for. Look at that. Could even nick that one. I won't, of course. Wow. Yeah, look at it. Even the heater is on. Nice. Wow, that's Babylonian. Yeah, look at that. I'm sitting here like the king, eh? Okay. Look at the pillars. There are two of them, eh? Yashin and Boaz. I don't want to know what they use this for, eh? This place here. Well, I think I'm going to have a pretty fair guess. It's quite interesting. I'm here in this Freemason Lodge. And I'm here at the desk and I'm having this map here. And it's full of star forts. Look, here's one. Here's one. Here's one. What's going on here? Here's another one. Here's one. Full of star forts. Here's one. There's another one. Where was he? Here's one. Yeah, see. There's one. Here's one. What's going on? Here's one. And this is the thing. I don't know what it is. What are all the star forts doing there? And then I found this book here. They found it a couple of years back. I don't know when. Oh, he even signed it himself probably. In 2016, they found this Nazi here. Was just living here, where I met the lady from the library. She even knew him. This is the guy who wrote it. He's a Flemish Nazi escaping. There he is. This is his name, Jan Boise. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce that. The Belgians, they were looking for him all over for all these years, and he was just in Spain, invited by Franco, the other fascist. Yeah. So, fascist Spain, right? Interesting. Siruana, that's the town just like next to here. You see the Templars cross? Nazi Templars. Yeah, look what it says here. Roger de Belfort. That's French. He probably was a French Templar. So this is a Masonic letter here. I no doubt, eh? Look at that. I have no idea what it says. Maybe some Spanish can translate it. Yeah. Roger de Belfort. Okay. Moi, je suis Sean de Afrique du Sud. Hein? Apparently, this is the coat of arms of a Knights Templar called Roger de Belfort. Because this is also a Templar's cross. Now, look at the owl in the same building. Freemasons. Look, it's all marble. Going down the stairs here. All marble. It's like a museum, so there's no doubt, you know. Oh, fantastic, look at this. Wow. Never seen a library like this, huh? Wow, man. Oh, look at this. There he is, the king. Of a place, man. Hey, there we have Octagon. Look at that. There we are again, eh? Here's the king. I don't know which one. Oh, he looks really... Hey, mate. Oh, there's even a real sword sticking in there. There's probably the king of Spain. And here, this is a Templar's cross. It's all related. This is another sword making another way making a Templar's cross. Wow. I think this is an ancient Templar's building. Now look at that. Where you make Templars. Look at this, eh? Wow, look at this door. Wow, look at this. Wow, what a door, eh? Yeah, there's that Freemason library. I mean, that's a nice way to get your tax money, you know, for your Freemason lodge. You know, you just offer to the public as a library and you get your tax money, and at the same time there will be in the evenings, you know, or in the weekend, you get your free Freemason lodge, eh? So I slept here and I met a Russian guy, Basilio, and he said this land is all mine, where you can crash there, you know. Nice guy. And look at what he gave me. Right. 1.5 liters of wine. His own goat milk, a lot of eggs, homemade sausages he made himself. Wow, really nice guy. You know what? He was a Jehovah's Witness. A Russian Jehovah's Witness. Wow. Beautiful. This area is beautiful. Ah, it's a bit windy though. Look at that, another Badlands here. Remind me a bit of Cape Town and the Table Mountain where I grew up, you know. Look at that. It really does. I'm back home, finally. Well, I think I'm going to hang around here for one or more days, yeah. Nice. Got enough scoff. Oh, I can promise you this. There are 1,000 things easier than to get 1.5 liters of that stuff down, eh? Of goat milk. I don't even know if it's boiled or not.
Well, it must have a reason.
And I know if I start with this one here, where is it? If I start with that one there, I'll never do that one anymore. You know, you know what I mean? So I know there's a reason, you know. In a war, you must just get what you want, what you get, eat what you get, you know. And there must be a reason that I probably need some force, like with that stuff, eh? But I'm kind of looking forward to that one here, after that one there. You know, the thing that really looks like a Templar's chapel, the whole thing, you know? Maybe the foundation is like a... I wouldn't be surprised.